In the headlines, Michael Lashley determined to remain active in politics despite the possibility of his removal from the Executive Council of the opposition Democratic Labour Party. The Sanitation Service Authority promises improved garbage collection in 2025. Fiery plane crash in South Korea kills 179 people in the worst airline disaster in that country. And former US President Jimmy Carter dead at 100. Good morning, I am Ronald Clark with the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. King's Counsel Michael Lashley has signalled his intention to remain active in politics and in the St. Philip North constituency despite his imminent removal from the Executive Council of the opposition Democratic Labour Party. The former Member of Parliament currently holds the position of Senior Vice President of the DLP, but confirms to Starcom Network News he has been informed by the party that he may be deemed to have forfeited his seat on the Executive Council. A letter to Mr. Lashley from the DLP's General Secretary, Pedro Shepherd, states that the council has taken note of his repeated absences from meetings of the council during the past 7 months. It adds, under the party's constitution, any member of the Executive Council who is absent from 6 consecutive meetings without leave shall be determined to have forfeited their seat. The letter informs Mr. Lashley that the decision takes effect at the next meeting of the Executive Council slated for January 2025. Starcom Network News understands senior officials of the opposition party have been seeking to reach out to Mr. Lashley. We were also reliably informed that Mr. Lashley had communicated with the party in November, indicating he was unable to attend a meeting of the Executive Council due to illness, as he was then suffering from the flu. Mr. Lashley declined comment on those reports, but in relation to his political future, he tells Starcom Network News he remains committed to the constituency of St. Philip North, which he previously represented.
That doesn't stop me from working and doing programs in the constituency. I will continue to work in the interest of the people of St. Philip North and also St. Philip. I will continue to make my contributions and work with community projects to ensure that they build the community spirit back and that we build positive programs to really impact, particularly on those at-risk youth. As I told you before, I enjoy working with people. I enjoy working with community projects. I enjoy doing the positive programs and, you know, and to ensure that we have a good parish.
Pressed further about his political future and any future political affiliation, Mr. Lashley declined comment, insisting his current focus is on his legal practice and commitment to clients.
I ain't concentrating on my practice at this moment. I'm concentrating on my practice. I have some matters overseas, and then I have a fairly, as January hit, you know, the continuous exercises start, so I have some trials, so I'm concentrating on that.
King's Counsel Michael Lashley. Commenting on the development, political scientist Dr. George Bell notes that Mr. Lashley was the DLP's strongest candidate in the last election, but says only time will tell what his next move will be. Dr. Bell does not see Mr. Lashley running as an independent and outlines the various options.
To run as an independent is not going to be particularly useful, and he will probably be trying to make a decision as to whether there is going to be anything viable in the faction that has left the Democratic Labour Party. I think that is what is probably in his mind, but other than that, I think he would probably say that he was busy or something and that he would be returning to the party. But we can only wait and see what is in his mind. If he runs as an independent, I don't think there's much political future there. If he joins the other side, he would be assisting them in building an alternative for the people who left the Democratic Labour Party. So those would be the immediate choices. And the second one is one that would seem to have more of a political promise than the first.
It also has been confirmed that second vice president of the DLP, Walter Maloney, received a similar letter. Dr. Bell attributes Mr. Maloney's absence to his affiliation to the faction of the party that had left
Mr. Maloney has more or less been retired from activity other than his post that he's holding now. But he was a very active supporter of Dr. Ronnie Aaron, and he was actually involved in some of the rancor that took place at the last annual general meeting. So I believe that Mr. Maloney may have taken his position with the camp that more or less has left the Democratic Party, if they have. And that is where he would put his position, that he is waiting for that divide in the party to be resolved in some other way.
Political scientist Dr. George Bell. The Barbados Sanitation Service Authority is facing criticism from residents in a number of communities over delayed garbage collection during the Christmas holidays. Public Relations Officer Carl Padmore has apologized for the disruption, attributing the delays to high volumes of waste. The issue was brought to light on VOB's Brass Tack Sunday, where residents voiced frustration over what they described as poor garbage collection, with some communities left in an unacceptable state.
We are bragging and boasting about bringing these sanitation trucks by numbers. Mm-hmm. But Christmas time, that was really, really something else. Some boy that who used to live in Barbados, by this place, it was in a horrible state. The garbage collection with more trucks, they need to have a system. For Christmas week, it was a disaster.
I've received a message from a couple persons now that Durance and Claremont's get collected, but not us in Oxnard's Crescent. I also have another message with several photographs. The person said the residents of Moore's Bottom Tenantry in Hillaby, St. Andrew, has been without a garbage collection for 4 weeks. Someone in Holders Hill, St. James said, the bins around me are full and have bags on the outside.
However, in response, SSA PRO Cal Padmore acknowledged the public's concerns, explaining that the combination of two public holidays and increased waste generation during Christmas created significant challenges for the authority.
We were made aware of the concerns expressed by members of the public of those areas. Please be aware or be reminded that you would have had two bank holidays last week, the Christmas one and the day after. Around the holidays, people generally generate lots of garbage. It's because you have family gatherings, people are taking out old stock from their homes and bringing in new. This would happen. However, we are going to be doing our best with the new additional fleet to improve our collection. It's not a perfect one, and we do apologize where there were delays.
Sanitation Service Authority Public Relations Officer Kyle Padmore, who promised significant improvement in garbage collection in 2025. In Jamaica, Police Commissioner Dr. Kevin Blake has declared 2024 a crime-fighting success, but says the police cannot relent in their efforts to rid the country of criminal elements. All passengers and most of the crew on board a Jeju airline flight have died after the plane crash landed at an airport in South Korea. A total of 179 of the 181 people on board the Boeing 737-800 were killed, with just two survivors, both cabin staff, pulled from the burning wreckage. And former U.S. President and Nobel Peace Prize recipient Jimmy Carter has died at the age of 100. This is according to an announcement from his son. Mr. Carter served as president from 1977 to 1981. According to a statement of the Carter Center, the former president died peacefully at his home in Plains, Georgia. He was surrounded by his family at the time of his passing. Recapping the top stories, Michael Lashley determined to remain active in politics despite the possibility of his removal from the Executive Council of the Opposition DLP, and the Sanitation Service Authority promises improved garbage collection in 2025. Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I am Ronald Clark. Good morning.